We have been ministering or supporting the Gideons for 45 years in our church involvements, for all 15 years as we planted Grace Christian Center here as a congregation. We love and appreciate the Gideon ministry. We stand with the Gideons because they are courageously fighting battles that some of us aren't out there to fight every day. They're standing on corners, and as we're kicked out of schools, they stand as close as for them, they get as close to the schools as they possibly can. Give scriptures to those in military service and police service and the women who are involved in such powerful ministry. How many of you are grateful for what the Lord does through the Gideons? Come on, let's say it. Thank you. So this morning we welcome Patrick and Patty Morrissey. If you will come and share with us the good news of what the Lord is doing through the Gideons, if you come, we welcome you for Grace Christian Center.
Thanks. Okay, can you hear me? All right. Good news is what it's all about. Patricia used to teach a good news club, and she'd have the kids sing, good news, Christ died for me. Good news, Christ died for me. Good news, I'll live eternally. That's wonderful, extra good news. And the kids would really yell out the extra. Okay, I'd like to tell you about one of our Gideons in India. Now, India has 1.3 billion people, rather populated country. Navneet Shabra grew up in a Hindu home. And I have to read his testimony so I get it right. Like most people there, I grew up in a Hindu family. The philosophy of the Hindu religion is based on deeds. You must keep and do good deeds in order to please the gods. The fear of not being good enough makes the Hindu embrace anything as a god, so they don't miss out on experiencing the one true living God. I remember one day my older sister came home from school with a New Testament she received from a Gideon. And she told her parents that I have accepted Christ as my Savior. I'm no longer going to bow to the gods that you have in your house. I'm no longer going to go to the temple. And when a young person does that, is not easily accepted by the parents. And she was beaten and locked in her room. Well, later, my sister left for New Delhi and to pursue higher education. And she left her New Testament with Navneet. And he said, are you kidding? I'm not going to get beaten. I'm not going to be locked in my room. He said, I'm not going to touch that thing. But he did put it up on the shelf. Well, a couple of years later, he was studying to be an engineer. And he went to take the test. And he failed that test by a few points. And in all my confusion, I pulled that New Testament from the shelf and began reading. I came across chapter 5 in the Gospel of John where Jesus said, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into condemnation but has passed from death to life. All the teaching I had received from my parents encouraged me to keep on working hard to please the gods, yet despite all my attempts at pleasing the gods, I never had assurance of my salvation, and I wondered why. The only sense of salvation you get as a Hindu is the hope of being maybe reborn into a better family, or become as a better animal, or whatever whatever they say. However, this book said eternal life comes as a gift from God, not on the basis of what I am doing, but because of a free gift of grace from God. I thought about the change in my sister's life, and knew I had to make a decision. Years later, he did become a Christian. He was in the army for about 20 years, and he did find fellowship with other Christians. Today, I am currently serve as the executive director for the Gideon's International in India.
Wow.
My journey with Christ began as a Gideon, placing a New Testament in the hands of my sister. It's amazing how God's Word works in lives. I'd like to read you another testimony. Testimony of a lady who had everything. She had everything going for her. We all have a past. I have a past and I'm not proud of, but I also have a future because of the grace of God and because of a New Testament given to my son by a Gideon. 1991, I thought I had it all. I had a husband, a wonderful 9-year-old son, a new house, a dog, a flower garden, but I didn't have Jesus in my life. My husband cheated on me and with a much younger woman. He told me that he wanted a divorce. I was devastated and humiliated. At that time, I worked in Georgia at the probate court, which issues marriage licenses. Well, guess who walked in wanted a marriage license for this new young lady? And even to this day, she stayed late to do this, to give her the marriage license, but I did it, and I'm glad I did. A few days later, I was crying so hard at work, my boss sent me home. One particular night, I didn't think there was any reason to go on. And I knew there was a gun in my nightstand. I never thought I would get to that point. My father was an alcoholic, and he committed suicide when he was 57. I saw him before the coroner and came for his body. I never wanted to know the feeling of thinking that was the only way out. But there I was that night. I opened up my nightstand. And there was supposed to be a gun, but instead she pulled out a Bible from the Gideon International. She found Psalm 34, and she read it over and over. I didn't read anything else. It was like a lifeline to which I was clinging. There were two verses that really stuck to me that night. 34:17 says, "This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers him out of all their troubles." Today she's married to a new man. He's a pastor of a church. She's serving the Lord. And all because there was a Bible in that nightstand and not a revolver. We get these pamphlets about every couple months from the Gideon's International. And the president wrote a report. And Pastor Hunter said a word that the president repeated here. "We are seeing political chaos." I heard that word. "On a scale that could never have been anticipated. Furthermore, there is a developing political climate that is increasingly anti-Christian. And as Paul reminded in 2 Timothy 2:4-4, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. That time is now. It is not coming. It has come. Therefore, we need to be especially thankful for every word of support, such as the encouraging article in the Wall Street Journal with title, 'A Comforting Word in a Hotel Nightstand.'" That's a good thing. The local leader for the children's group in our area, he was so despondent. He went to Nia Bay, and he was going to give the end. But he found a Gideon Bible in the nightstand, and he started reading. And I don't know what verse he came across. I asked him, "Well, what gave you that comfort?" He said, "I don't remember the exact verse, but he said it changed my life." And today he's leader of the child evangelism in Squim. So, hallelujah. Another success story. So many good things happen when we read God's Word. They happen to us. Sometimes things go wrong. This morning my printer wouldn't work. I couldn't even print out what I was going to say today. But our responsibilities are still there. We do go to high schools. We go to hotels and motels. This last week, we went to Lincoln High School in Port Angeles. Lincoln High School is kind of a special ed high school. And So we thought we'd walk around the high school and just to see where the kids come out. Where are they? Where we can reach them. Well, there was one class that was meeting outside. There was one day it was kind of nice out and the teacher was there. And so I kind of approached him. I said, well, we'd like to get out some New Testaments. Well, I think this teacher was the teacher for evolution, and he didn't like me. Come on, class, let's get out of here. So anyway, he took them back into the room. But we did get to offer testaments later that day as the kids came out of the school. So hopefully those young people did get the testaments. We also go to the Peninsula College, and let's see. Oftentimes we give out New Testaments. That's one of our primary jobs, is to give out New Testaments. That's what we give to the high school kids. And we give them out in right now the New Testament is by the Gideons is printed in over 100 languages. So, there's about 198,000 of us worldwide. And we're in over 200 countries. Here's one that's printed in Chinese. It's Chinese and English, bilingual. And this, what I like to give out is the New King James. This one here is a King James, and I like that because it's very, very accurate. The Gideons also have what they call an app. If you have a smartphone, I don't even know hardly what an app is, but if you have a smartphone, you can download this app, and you can get over 1,000 languages on a smartphone. But I don't have a smartphone, so I'm not very smart. But another opportunity for the Gideons is what they call the Friends of the Gideons. The Friends of the Gideons, or anybody can join. It used to be just only a professional and businessman could join, and it's actually professional and businessmen that actually do what I do. But people can join Friends of the Gideons. Friends of the Gideons comes in two different categories. You can be a friend and be a prayer partner. A prayer partner offers prayer. The Gideons will send you out a list of all the Gideons that are working in foreign countries. And you know that it's kind of dangerous in these foreign countries. And you never know where they're going where danger is going to creep up. But you can pray for them. The other part is being a financial partner. Being a financial partner, you'll get three of these magazines a year, and they're really neat magazines. This is the one I just got a couple days ago, and it's a lady witnessing to another lady. In our area, a couple weeks ago, a lady was going by, and she was selling some type of television components, and well, I didn't need a television component right then, but they were going by. There was a group of young ladies from, I think, from Idaho that they were going canvassing our area. And one of the ladies went to one of our Gideons in the housing development, and he said, "You look stressed." And she said, "I am." He said, "You also look hungry." She said, "I haven't had anything to eat since this morning." He said, "Well, come on in. I'll make you a sandwich." And this is Bill. He says, "Well, do you know Jesus as your Savior?" "No." "Would you like to?" "Yes." And he led her to the Lord right then and right there. And so anyway, praise God for some of our Gideons who are just, you know, outstanding. They're willing to give out the message at that trade school or the skill center that we went to. We didn't give out a lot of testaments, but we did give out some. And every testament we give out, one young lady was coming by, and one of our guys, I think, looked like her dad, and he says, "Oh, excuse me, I thought you were my dad." And he said, "No." But the other guy says, "Well, here, have a testament." And she went away reading that testament. So, you know, the kids the kids do read those things. They get curious. They wonder, what is in that? I was given a testament when I was in the fifth grade. It used to be, yeah, the Gideons would be able to come into the schools. And right now, we have to be on public right-of-ways. So that's where we get to reach kids. Sometimes we can't reach the kids if they all get bused home and they get bused off of a private parking area. I was at Quilcene last spring, and for some reason they parked the buses over past the public right-of-way. And usually we don't give away that many Bibles. I think I had to refill my bag 3 times to give away all the Testaments. So praise God for the way he works and the way he does things. But Paul asked for prayers. He asked for prayers from the Colossae church. And he said, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak, the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. The president's right, the president that wrote that article. Sometimes we get confronted and people will try to bully us and say, no, you can't do that. But we have a letter from our attorneys that says, yes, we can be on public property. We can give the news to the kids. And he also wrote a letter to the Corinthians. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Oftentimes, the Gideons get approached. People will want, especially the guys that work in foreign countries. Foreign countries, the minimum wage, they can't even hardly afford to buy Bibles for themselves, let alone even the people that they want to minister to. And that's where the churches come in. They might ask for, if they ask for 3 Bibles, that's about how many the Gideons can give them, one. We can only give out about 1/3 of what the Gideons are asking for, because they see such a tremendous need in these countries and the desire of people in some of these 4 countries that want the scriptures. When they do get to get out, the kids are so appreciative. I think there's a picture in here of a bunch of kids getting a Bible. Anyway, they're glad to get them. And so we just... I can't find that picture. But that's our job. We give them out to the military. We also go to the correction center south of Forks. And these are guys that work out in the woods, and they're given some liberties. And so that's another one of our ministries. You may see us at the county fair. We're at the Jefferson and the Clallam County Fairs, and we have a booth or a tent there, and we give out scriptures in that way. We give out to a lot of the kids that we can't reach otherwise. But we thank God for the churches. Thank God, because we could not do this ministry without the help of the churches. This ministry of giving out scriptures is born mostly by the churches. The Gideons themselves pay for most of the administration. So almost every dollar that's given goes directly to buying scriptures that goes out to other lands. Praise God the way he works. And even going to that skill center, he allowed us to give out the scriptures. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and glorify your name.
Amen.
So we just praise God just for the opportunity to give out the scriptures. We praise God for you folks. We appreciate you. You're helping out the Gideons. And so thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's all I can say.
Okay.